What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. I'm very excited to have one of my newest friends and special guest today, Jason Callen with Equity Prime Mortgage. He's the Senior Vice President of Wholesale, and today that's exactly what we're talking about, is winning with wholesale. And Jason, for those who don't know you, real quick, I mean, you have been in this industry, and more importantly, with Equity Prime for a long time, almost 10 years with Equity Prime, but you've been in this industry for a long time. For those who don't know you, give us a little background on Jason Callen and yourself within the industry.
Well, I started out in a file room back in 2001 at a reverse mortgage company.
Nice.
Kind of grew there and then jumped over to the retail side with another company. Started out in post-closing, did that for a few years, moved along to closing. And then that company actually closed down and I ended up with Equity back in 2010. Started out in post-closing again because obviously the market kind of was not stable. And went through post-closing, turned into the closing manager, and then Eddie, our owner, came to me with wanting me to be in charge of wholesale, and I agreed to do that. And once I got into that, I started helping change the culture and have wholesale pretty much grow for us, as we were pretty much a small-time player in it, and we would like to expand on what we've learned over the last couple of years and go from there. So I've been doing wholesale now full-time for almost a full year.
Dude, that's awesome. And what I want to say, guys, if you didn't know this, you can see, and I'm going to point this out because I love it. You can see Jason's a little bit nervous. This is his first time doing it, and I'm so excited for him because he's getting outside of his comfort zone. That's why I want to highlight Jason, because this is his first time doing a podcast, doing a show. So I'm proud of him because he's willing to put himself out there. He's willing to do this for you as brokers, as wholesale. And that's what I want to jump into, because Jason, I guarantee people who are watching this are like, well, Jason, why Equity Prime? Like, why are you jumping into wholesale? Why? And again, you guys aren't brand new to wholesale, but you're kind of up and coming, which is kind of a good thing because you're not one of the huge companies. You're kind of smaller. So that allows brokers to really have a voice with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for brokers to actually give us feedback. I would like to make an advisory board for people to give us the good, the bad, the ugly, what we do great, what we do not do great, maybe technology that we don't know exists that others are possibly using, and anything that would actually make the broker make their lives easier, from setting up a loan to getting them to the closing table and cutting out all the red tape, time wasted, things like that. So everybody could get in, get to the closing table and pretty much serve their borrowers in a better way, to build a good rapport with the community that they're in and kind of just go from there. So, I mean, I'm open to any and all feedback from everybody to have us improve, to help the broker community.
Which that's what's really cool. And I'm not saying there's a lot of these big broker companies that we've had on the show as well, but being a smaller one, these brokers who are giving the good, the bad, and the ugly, the feedback, that's what you're wanting right now, because you as a broker can kind of have a say, like, hey, Jason, this is something you guys are doing really well, or hey, I'd like to see this, or hey, you know, you're doing this really well, keep doing that. They actually can have a feedback with you guys, which that to me is really cool.
Oh yeah, it's huge, and it'd completely help everybody grow in the long run, because I know there's many things that we probably do really well, and there's a lot of things that we probably could step up our game in, and I'd love to hear what others think that we could improve upon, so that would be great.
And what I think is even cooler is you're kind of opening yourself up right here, because we all know that us as originators, I'm an originator myself, sometimes we can be a little bit picky, but that's what's cool, is you guys are willing to take that, to take the good, the bad, and be able to start building something that the brokers really have a voice in, that the wholesale channel can really say, like, hey, like, Jason, we'd really like to see this, or Equity, you guys are really good at this, maybe tweak this just a little bit. So you as brokers really have this opportunity right now, especially going into 2020, where you can start partnering with a wholesale company like Equity Prime and really start to have a say, really start to see some of the things that you really want to see. Now, you can't, and Jason, we know you guys can't accomplish everything, but there are certain things that you can absolutely start having a voice in as a broker.
Oh yeah, there's products and technology. I mean, just the way maybe the flow of everything goes through, that all of that is up for debate and opinion on anybody who wants to give us feedback to improve. I would love to hear it. So, I mean,
love it.
I want to grow and help the broker community get everything, make things easier for them, pretty much.
Love it. And that's what we want. We want to try to simplify things, which I guarantee one of the questions that people are thinking in the back of their mind, though, is, and as everybody knows, and we're going to come out, and we're going to talk about this, which I applaud Jason and Eddie and the entire Equity Prime team, because we want to talk about this, is when there's a company that has a retail division and a wholesale division, sometimes there's a little bit of fear. There's a little bit of a timidness working with a company that has that, but you guys have really kind of nipped that in the bud. You don't want that to be a worry. So how are you for those brokers who start to partner with Equity Prime, how are you making sure that those deals aren't, you know, trickling over the retail? They're really staying with the broker on the wholesale side.
One of the things that we just signed up with is Sales Boomerang.
Big shout out to Alex and our Sales Boomerang friends. Nice. I like it.
We just gave them, I would probably say, the last 5 years of info for all the wholesale loans that we've ever done. So obviously for Sales Boomerang, they take that info. And if they're one of those borrowers is going out shopping a loan, maybe their credit's changed and they qualify for something else, they notify us that, hey, they might be in the market for something else. We will actually pass that on to the broker that originated it, say, hey, you know, your borrower's out there, they're looking. They might not have gone back to that broker. I don't know. But that gives that broker that opportunity to retain that client. And then obviously they don't have to go with us as a lender. They could go with somebody else, but it gives them that power that they know that that borrower's out there and still looking, and they could keep that client base going to help serve them. So
that's awesome. And that, again, that's one of those ways that you're going above and beyond. That's one thing that, you know, a lot of wholesale lenders are trying to keep it going, you know, that loan, and with servicing, nobody can control it. But yeah, again, that's one other step that as Equity Prime is, you're really starting to push the wholesale channel. You're finding those little ways, again, to help the broker. Maybe they're not already doing that. Maybe they don't have that. Maybe they don't have Sales Boomerang. You're basically, you're giving that to them. You're helping them with that. That is literally one extra tool that you are giving them to help to make sure those loans are coming back to them, which again, it's the little things right now that to me is so powerful. And that just shows that you guys are really committed to that wholesale channel.
Oh, we are. We would like to wholesale to grow and grow and grow. And I mean, granted, we were a retail shop from all these years, and our wholesale probably was maybe 10% of our volume, maybe a little bit more. But right now it's trending upward, and our goal is to be about 75% wholesale by the end of 2020.
Wow.
We would love feedback to help us grow and to help out the broker community, because it's a win-win for everybody in the long run. So
100% agree with that. And again, I know it's not Eddie on the show, but you watch the leadership of Equity Prime and what you guys are doing, and guys like Eddie who are advocating for the entire industry. He's not just advocating for wholesale. He's not just advocating for the retail side. He's advocating for the originator. And that's what I think is so great about Equity Prime. You watch the culture, how you guys are, again, trying to advocate, not just saying, hey, we need to do better this. But I mean, Eddie is involved with lobbying and involved with all the different regulations and laws that could drastically affect our industry. Yeah. And your leadership is 100% focused on that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's involved in, obviously, the NBA board, MORPAC, many other things.
Yep.
I mean, there's a long list of things. And he's still a broker at heart. That's how he started out. So, I mean, he knows what it's like to be a broker. He knows what it's like to have some of the pains and people, you know, lenders and not I guess say catering towards the brokers, but he's all about growing that right now and helping out the whole entire origination community. So it's pretty cool to be a part of, and he's all about leadership and us growing here in the office. So it's pretty cool to be a part of, especially over the last 10 years, seeing us grow from, you know, this tiny little office into the office that we're in now. So it's really neat to be an experience.
And that's just it. Like, and you kind of, as we started in the beginning, you guys are starting to grow, and you're starting to, again, be able to take the feedback from brokers and implement that in. And it can actually make a change. It can make a difference, because you're not this huge company. You're, and again, in respect, I mean, we don't need that in any disrespect, but you guys are still growing, and you have the opportunity to be flexible. And to me, that's what's really cool, because I'm not, and again, I've said this earlier, not to say these other large companies can't make these shifts, but you guys, you really can. You can adjust on the fly. You're not doing an insane, an absorbent amount of loans where it's like, well, sorry, you know, your voice doesn't really matter. Every broker right now who is working with you guys, they can make those suggestions. They can say, hey, Jason, you know, this is something that I'd love to see. Can we make this work? And you guys are flexible, which to me right now, that's what we need a little bit more. Simplifying this process of being a mortgage broker, and the companies are working on that, especially Equity Prime. That's what we need to see more of in the industry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, definitely. Even, I mean, just our software with things like that, we came through and sat down with Matchbox, cleaned up a bunch of things in our software that'll actually stop some of the red tape and delays and things like that. Anything that we could do to streamline the process to make things go quicker is always our goal. 100%. So that's how we roll over here.
just making it easy, man. That's what we want. That's what we'd love to see. So for those who are watching the show today that they're like, well, you know, I didn't even know. And this is why we wanted to bring you on the show, because Eddie's been a friend of ours and a friend of the show. And a lot of people just may not know that Equity Prime has a wholesale channel. So it's like, whoa, really? Like, I didn't even know that. So if those who are watching the show, those who are like, hey, I want to get involved, like how do they reach out to you directly if they want to start working with a wholesale channel? How do they do that?
I mean, you could reach out to me directly. You could go to equityprime.com. We actually have a link there on wholesale that has all the info on getting in touch with us. And if you want to sign up for a broker, that way you could do it online and we'll reach out to you, get the paperwork done and get you approved. And once we do that, give you some logins and you're off and running.
Off to the right. Keeping it simple, right? There you go. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, our broker approval process, I would probably say is less than 24 hours.
Whoa.
So we're really quick on that. So, I mean,
you could get set up before Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. You could get a loan in the door with Equity Prime here in just a couple of days. So make sure you go to equityprime.com, get that set up. Jason, is there anything else that you really want to share? Again, I know you're passionate about this industry. I know you're passionate about Equity Prime. Is there anything in particular you want to share when it comes to the wholesale channel that you guys are building there at Equity Prime?
I just want people to know that we're out there and that we want to help the community grow. And we also want constructive feedback on our end to literally help everything be easier in the long run. But I mean, that's it. It's just kind of general. We want to grow and help others grow as well. So,
that's where I've truly seen Equity Prime shine, is that you're truly focused on helping others. That servant leadership that I see from yourself, from Eddie, from Eric, from the entire team over there, you guys do such a great job with that. Being out front, being willing to serve the community, not just brokers, everybody. So kudos to you. Kudos to the entire wholesale and what you guys have accomplished in such a short amount of time. I'm looking forward to seeing 2020 as you guys continue to crush it. And again, guys, if you want to reach out to Equity Prime or to Jason, make sure you go to equityprime.com. Get signed up with them today, because again, you can have a voice. This is your opportunity to really start making some changes, making some shifts in your business, some things that you want to see done. So Jason, dude, you crushed it your first time. Well done, sir. You did awesome. Super proud of you. This is definitely not going to be the last time we have you on the show. So thanks so much for taking a few minutes out of your Friday and joining us here on the Stride Show this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Josh. I appreciate it being on.
So guys, if you are joining us live this morning, make sure you comment hashtag Equity Prime, because that's who's joining us this morning. And if you're joining us on the replay, make sure you comment hashtag hustle, because you're out there working on a Friday before the holidays. So you're out there hustling. Make sure you come on hashtag hustle for the replay. With that, guys, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you show up, you hustle, you repeat every day. See you guys.